You're listening to Vatican Radio.
More than 900 people have died as Hurricane Matthew ravaged Haiti, with the death toll expected to rise as more remote areas are revealed. Pope Francis has appealed for concrete acts of solidarity for the ravaged nation. Meanwhile, as James Blears reports, it's now mauling South Carolina.
Haiti, the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, took the vicious brunt of Hurricane Matthew. It tore into the south of the country, destroying flimsy houses, bringing death. More than 80% of the coastal settlement of Jeremy, which is situated on a low hill just off the beach, was wiped off the face of the map. More than 250,000 people in Haiti are today homeless. The Red Cross has launched an emergency appeal. Haiti's never fully recovered from an earthquake in 2010 which killed thousands. Cuba and the Bahamas were next in line for Hurricane Matthew, suffering severe damage and significant loss of life. Then Florida, where there are reports of 4 deaths. Now Matthew, which has been downgraded from a force 4 to a force 1 hurricane, is closing in on Charleston, South Carolina. Its winds, which at their strongest over Haiti, were whipping up to 230 kilometers per hour, are gusting at 140 kilometers per hour, and it's carrying heavy belts of torrential rain, leading to severe flooding. The most powerful and destructive Caribbean origin hurricane in a decade is not yet done. For Vatican Radio, James Birch reporting.